Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday, February the 8th. It's National Kite Flying Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Pharmacy. I asked the pharmacist if he could recommend something for excessive wind. He gave me a kite. As always, it's Sir and the weather.
You didn't want to go with the pre-show suggestion, huh?
No, sir.
Well, not a bad Tuesday at all. Currently minus one, working our way up to a high of only zero under a mix of sun and clouds. But it's looking like, despite the flurries later today, it'll be a fairly mild remainder, if not a little wetter, to the rest of the week. And on National Kite Day, today's random daily shout-out is to windmills. Very strange. Last night I had a dream that I was walking through this big field, and I came across this windmill. And I said to the windmill, "What do you think of this? You spin really fast, and I'll fly a kite from the wind that you make. What do you think?" Windmill replied, "Gotta be honest, not a big fan."
That's actually funny.
Good writing on this one.
As opposed to what your usual offerings are.
Like, the laughter doesn't confirm it. It has to be followed up by the sentence. Like a two locking mechanism system. Well, no day has its ups and downs like National Kite Flying Day. You know, early kites were constructed from bamboo or sturdy reeds for framing. Leaves, silk, and paper made ideal sails. And then vines or braided fibers completed the line or tether. This guy at the park last fall offered me a free kite. You know, I turned him down because he said the deal was no strings attached. He was persistent, so we took the kite and decided to fly it in this open area because getting my kite stuck up in a tree is not one of my favorite things to do, but it's up there. After a while, I couldn't decide, you know, it got caught in a tree, couldn't decide whether to let it go or bring it down, so we talked about it for a while, still couldn't decide, so the matter remained up in the air. Finally, we released it and let it go, and up, up and away. It lost it, and so apparently not everything is better wireless. Here's a fun fact. In 1860, kite flying was banned in Japan because too many people preferred to fly kites than to work. By that logic, should they just ban everything? All right, it's time for Tunes with Tamik. What are we listening to today? It's not really a kite song, but we could do Up, Up, and Away.
I'm not doing that one. So I think I did that one before where I realized it was about drugs.
Isn't there a song, Windy?
Yes, there is also a song called Windy. But I'm going with another tune. I'm going with a Lenny Kravitz song called Fly Away.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Look at everybody's face. So I wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. I'd fly above the trees, over the seas and all degrees to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away.
Just at this moment, DC-3 flies over, because that was the opening title song of the Ice Pilots Northwest Territories.
There you go. I love this song because it actually does feel like flying when you hear it. So, that's my pick, man. Good old Lenny Kravitz. Have you guys seen Lenny lately? Do you follow him on Instagram?
No.
Lenny does not look, I think he's almost 60. He does not look his age. He lives in Brazil on his little farm compound. Really? Like, he's just, he's happy. And he designs furniture now, apparently. Like, he's super talented. So look him up. Follow Lenny on Instagram. He's a fascinating guy. And he looks really good. I mean, nothing wrong with following Lenny on Instagram. But again, Fly Away. Big song for Lenny. And just like a great song, great video as well. So that's my pick for today.
Right on. All right. It's already on the playlist. Check for it in the show notes. And
for the duet.
Futures with Ventura, sponsored by Future Shop. This week, featuring 14th century early tech innovation by the Aztecs. Ventura, what have you got for us today?
Tuesday, as usual, I'm sharing some tech with you guys, right? Because I used to work as a computer technician, from time to time, a lot of my friends will reach out and they'll ask, I'm looking at a computer to buy, but I'm not sure which computer to buy. So I was doing some digging over the research, and I came across this very, very interesting site. It's laptop versus laptop. So it's laptopvslaptop.com. So if you go to that particular site, you can select a computer, and then you can match it up against another computer and look at the specs side by side, and it actually gives you a breakdown of what all the little things mean. A lot of people, when they see the CPU and they see the memory, they're not quite so sure what it is saying, but it gives you a lovely comparison, and then it goes into the specifics, and then you can use that to decide which PC you want to buy.
Well, so what happens is that Ventura, whatever laptop breaks down is the loser.
I guess so, right? But it's a great tool, right? So just in case you're a little bit confused and you're not sure which laptop to get, and you're not so clear on the specifics and the specifications, just go check out that site. It's laptop versus laptop. Of course, it's gonna try to push you to buy through Amazon or whatever, but you can just use it just to get your comparisons. All right. So that's the tech tip for today. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
And for the record, none of them consistently connect to our network.
Okay, on that, we're to monitor network performance over the next couple of days because they made a change somewhere. So hopefully we'll
report back. Well, it's definitely better today.
Yes. All right. So, ask and ye shall receive.
Nice.
It's Tuesday. Let's get to Tuesday's trivia.
Yeah, you know, I was looking on the stats about this whole kite flying thing, and remarkably, there's one day a week that everybody flies their kites predominantly, and I had no idea that Wednesday was the one. You know, speaking of all this wind, one of my favorite comics is an old Scottish one growing up. It's called Beano. Who would have known?
I thought he was the anti-wind comic.
Apparently.
All right, that's it for us today, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl. Leave you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.